This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Strap yourselves in. This is going to be a bumpy ride. This is your IGN review of Starfield by Dan Stapleton. I feel like I'm the kind of person Starfield was made for. I loved Bethesda's last single-player RPG, Fallout 4, maybe a bit too much, but there's nothing I like more than a sci-fi universe with spaceships, lasers, and political intrigue flying every which way. And yet, a dozen hours into Starfield, I was feeling lost in space. Things never went too far off course while I was flying my rinky-dink little ship around, chasing down mysterious artifacts and war criminals with a damn fine crew of companions at my side. But man, did Starfield make me work hard to get through that opening stretch. Even when it mostly righted the ship and I was loving the story, side quests, and launching boarding parties on enemy ships, there were still too many problems that constantly popped up, forcing me to curb my excitement. It's a bit like Starfield's own elaborate shipbuilder tool. Even though you can slap a bunch of high-end parts together and it will technically fly, sometimes it's just not the best fit. I would expect no less. Bethesda has built out a sprawling universe with detailed lore in which humanity has left Earth behind and colonized the galaxy, but hasn't made first contact with sentient aliens as of the 24th century. It's chock full of backstory about wars between its three major factions, run-ins with mysterious space death claws called Terramorphs, pirates, and an immense amount more. I wouldn't call a lot of it especially distinctive. It's a setting that's reminiscent of The Expanse, Firefly, and Starship Troopers, full of references to every sci-fi movie from Aliens to Blade Runner, and of course Interstellar. There's even a fair bit of Indiana Jones influence as it sends you on a treasure hunt to collect mysterious artifacts. In fact, there's a significant similarity to what Obsidian created for 2019's The Outer Worlds. But it's so densely packed in, with more stories around every corner, that I found it easy to get invested in once I learned the difference between the United Colonies and the Freestar Collective. Creating your character is a matter of picking a background story for them that comes with a set of skills and traits, as well as up to three modifiers. It's always a bit tough to choose this on your first playthrough, since you don't really know what you're getting into and there's no respecking allowed, but none of them is dramatic enough to really hinder you. Some, like the one where your parents are alive and well, if you don't pick this, they just never come up, or the one where a crazed fan follows you around, sound like they'll be fun to experiment with later, which adds a sense of replayability. After that, while everyone starts out in the same mining camp and touches the same space magic that sets off a trippy 2001 A Space Odyssey-style vision, Starfield is an immense game that will send you off in all kinds of different directions once it hands you the keys to your first spaceship. It helps that Bethesda has certainly upped its facial animation game for Starfield. Granted, it's nowhere near as precise and lifelike as motion-captured performances we've seen in The Last of Us and God of War, but it's on par with other big RPGs where you interact with hundreds of NPCs for dozens of hours, like Baldur's Gate 3. Character models are generally expressive enough that they can do justice to the excellent voice performances. Starfield's problems, though, are glaring, some of which in ways that are inherently different from Bethesda's other games. I have to say that the early hours were pretty rough going, and there was a while where I was wondering if the stars would ever align. So this review is going to go through that rough patch too as I lay this out. But bear with me, just like Starfield itself, it does get better by the end. The biggest fundamental contradiction within Starfield's design is that while this is a galaxy-spanning adventure with literally hundreds of worlds you can land on and explore, it can feel extremely small when each of them is separated by little more than a, thankfully, brief loading screen. The first few times I set out, I got really into it, I'd enter my ship, climb to the cockpit, strap myself in, then watch the cool animation as my ship blasted into orbit. Then I'd open my nav screen, select a star and a planet to set my course, and grab jump to my destination before selecting a landing spot and watching my ship set down in a blaze of retro thrusters and dust. But then I realized that, in many circumstances, I could bypass most of that procedure by just going to the map screen and jumping to another planet without even setting foot on my ship. Put another way, while you can walk across an Elder Scrolls or Fallout world without ever fast traveling, in Starfield, you can't go anywhere without fast traveling. For all the criticism I have with the stinginess of the skill system, especially in the early hours, it does deserve credit for its clever hybridizing of traditional RPG skill unlocks and Elder Scrolls' system of increasing your skills as you use them. Every time you level up a skill, you unlock a challenge, and this has to be completed before you can spend another point to level up the skill again. This is a notable bit of progression that pops up between levels and adds to the role-playing feel that my character has actually honed his skill instead of magically mastering it. It's never a great sign when someone recommends a game on the grounds that it gets good after more than a dozen hours, but that's very much the kind of game Starfield is, and I do recommend it. There are a lot of forces working against it, and the combination of disjointed space travel, non-existent maps, aggravating inventory management, and a slow rollout of essential abilities very nearly did it in. It was the joys piloting a custom spaceship into and out of all sorts of morally ambiguous situations in a rich sci-fi universe that eventually pulled it out of a nosedive. I'm glad that I powered through the early hours because its interstellar mystery story pays off, and once the ball got rolling, combat on foot and in space gradually became good enough that its momentum carried me into New Game Plus after I'd finished the main story after around 60 hours. Like Skyrim and Fallout 4 before it, there's still an immense amount of quality role-playing quests and interesting NPCs out there waiting to be stumbled across, and the pull to seek it out is strong. Starfield's IGN score? 7. Thanks for listening. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Starfield updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.